next poet. This cat was a regular at Talking Drum. I'm known to be very patient, very cool, because he's often the first poet to arrive at an event.
Yeah.
Oftentimes the last one, which is the case this time. Melvin Johnson.
Yeah.
Come on stage, please.
Yeah, may the peace and blessings of a life-giving creative spirit be upon you and upon your family. Yeah, I want to thank Jared for inviting me out. See so many faces that I know. I'm with Drama Stage Cool Rhyme, which is a harmonious theater company located in the downtown Skid Row area. I'd like to start off doing a piece from one of the plays that we did called Nailheads, where nails symbolize the 80 to 100,000 people that sleep on the streets of Los Angeles, in the county of Los Angeles on any given night. My name is Wisehead, and I'm a nail head. Just like a nail, I've been hit on, bent but not broken, and put in all kind of dark and tight spaces, just like the homeless. I symbolize the homeless population. Foxes, birds, cats, and dogs, even they got a pad. That's what made me mad. Dreams turn into nightmares. Junkies tripping off the view. A view from 1 to 4. One life-giving creative spirit. The oneness of all. In other words, we in this together. Two, duality. People in the recovery zone. Those that should be here with the support services, the others just passing through. Three, the three modes of nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. The three major religions to spearhead the effort. And four, the four points of the compass. Universality. Make it universal. I'm a nail head, strong as steel. The glue that holds things together. Superstars in music, you got superstars in sports and all that kind of stuff. I'm gonna do something about the real first superstar. So the name of this piece is called The First Superstar. Now the scriptures say that my people shall be destroyed for lack of knowledge. There's two kinds of knowledge here in the physical material world. What is known as ascending and descending knowledge. Ascending knowledge is the knowledge that you access through your physical senses. Plenty of ascending knowledge out there. Just go down to the library. Just get on the internet. One thing about that ascending knowledge, you're always going to find some error in it. The other kind of knowledge that you have out here in the physical material world is known as descending knowledge. This is the knowledge that comes from the life-giving creative spirit to a human instrument that is known as a prophet that is universally made available to the rest of humanity. This is perfect knowledge. I want to take you back in history, way back, conventional warfare, when the animals of the earth was in constant conflict with human beings, as if they knew that it was the activities of human beings that had caused the catastrophe of the flood to come upon the earth. In the area where early human beings lived, Mesopotamia, you had some of the most dangerous animals on the earth. The lions, the tigers, the poisonous snakes, and the various predators of the mountains. But the most vicious and ferocious of all the animals on the earth was the leopard. The leopard was a guerrilla warrior. The leopard had been known to track his prey for days. The leopard was one of the few animals on the earth that had absolutely no fear of human beings. He correctly considered them to be his enemies. It was by conquering the leopard and utilizing him in the hunting of the other animals that the oldest son of Cush received a name that would make him the first super warrior, the first superhero, the first superstar. That name, Nimrod. Means to subdue or conquer. It is Nimrod whose activities in relationship to the animals of the earth that will lay the foundations of the Babylonian Empire. The Babylonian religious, political, and economic system. The Babylonian mystery of iniquity. Nimrod would don the leopard skin, symbolic of his victory over the leopard, and parade before the people. He was on his way to becoming the first super warrior, the first superhero, the first superstar. History notes from the past, talking about misplaced knowledge, knowledge all of you should know. Portugal went to Africa as enemies, then as friends, then as manipulators, then with the greed of a man, touching the greed of our chieftains, our leaders, our fathers, our protectors. From a greed within, they sold us into a life of bondage. The bondage of chains, ships, and whips. The bondage of the mind. Taking us to the island and breaking our spirits, making us meek, humble, and afraid. Breaking the thoughts of ancient African kingdoms. They broke our spirit and we tore the soil. We toiled under the field of madness, the harvest of sadness. States united for inhumanity. History notes from the past. Talking about misplaced knowledge. Knowledge all of you should know. History notes about the Emancipation Proclamation, 1863. The Buffalo Soldier fought so you can be free. April 8th, Lee surrendered to Grant. 5 days later, they assassinated Lincoln. Reconstruction came and went. The South made a deal with the North, and we had coals. We had black coals and a new type of bondage. Thank you very much.